Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Welcoming Wellness and Wisdom, where we explore innovative strategies, insightful books, and healing modalities to take control and optimize your own health and well-being. I'm your host, Debbie McCarthy, a certified holistic health and life coach, hypnotherapist, and Reiki healer. Welcome to today's episode, Angel Answers, How to Ask Your Spirit Guides for Help in Any Situation. We'll be exploring the mystical world of angels and spirit guides. Have you ever felt a presence watching over you or guiding you in times of need? In this episode, we'll delve into the topic of angels and how to connect with them, as well as how to ask your spirit guides for help and direction in your life. Join us on this journey of spiritual discovery and learn how to harness the power of divine guidance in your everyday life. Let's get started. I'm here to talk to you today about one of my favorite subjects, and that is angels and spirit guides. I have not only had some wonderful mentors like Sonia Chiquette and Kyle Gray, who are best-selling authors and spiritual teachers that have exposed me to our angels that are all around us. And one of the first angels that comes into your life when you are first conceived till the day you die, they are by your side and they're your guardian angel. Now, I've been brought up Roman Catholic, and angels are talked about in the church, and I have always been a believer. But it's not until the last couple years of my life where my eyes have been open and I am actually physically seeing, hearing, and knowing that I am protected, that I am loved, that I am supported, that I am helped in any way possible by my angels and my spirit guides. Some cases, I have to ask for that help, and other cases, it just comes naturally. So as I mentioned, your guardian angel is the first angel that does come to you when you're first conceived, and obviously as you're born from your mother. And they are the only spirit beings that can appear in human form. They can appear as a normal looking human, as they can appear as a beggar on the street. They can appear in any possible form, but they have never been human. So understand that they can appear in human form, but have never been human. They can show, and as I mentioned, they can show up at the moment of your conception and stay with you for the duration of your life. They guide, protect, and nurture you, body, mind, and spirit. And they're with you at the moment of your death. I'm going to tell you a story. Years ago, when I was in college, I used to make a long car ride from college, from Florida, from the east coast of Florida in Melbourne, Florida, where I went to college to study engineering at the Florida Institute of Technology. And I would drive the 1,250 miles from Florida to Northern Virginia, where I was brought up, when I would be on my breaks, my spring break, and the break for the summer. And that ride was kind of dangerous because I was on 95, which is a busy road with trucks and all sorts of, you know, vehicles and traffic. And it was late one night and I wanted to drive the ride. It was about 13 hours and I would try to do it nonstop other than stopping to get fuel and some snacks and things. And it was in the middle of the night, not middle, maybe 1 o'clock in the morning or something. And it was raining and my car hydroplaned. And I was in the left lane trying to pass an 18 wheeler. And I had a little Nissan Pulsar, this little teeny little car, not a two seat. It had a little teeny back seat. And that car started to go underneath into the middle lane. It hydroplaned And thank goodness, I, by the grace of God and my guardian angel, that 18-wheeler saw me maneuvering over and moved over to the right lane. I would have gone underneath that 18-wheeler. And I know that night that my guardian angel protected me and put some kind of bug in that truck driver's ear to move over. I don't know how, but he knew. And that was my first, as I remember, encounter. And I'm going to tell you another story. And this is very recent and something that is, it's going on in our life right now. So I had not been feeling well. As you guys all know, I'm a very clean eater. I've taken very good care of myself. I only weigh like 112 pounds, and I eat lots of, drink lots of smoothies and, kale and spinach. I eat a lot of vegetables, and I'm just a very clean eater, all organic and clean meats. And I have been having all of these weird symptoms that are not normal for me. Set like 3 months ago, bloody red, bloodshot eyes, this eczema, kind of psoriasis in the back of my neck, all sorts of others, kind of skin itchy irritations. And I was like, oh, maybe it's hormones, maybe it's allergies. Like, you brush it off into other things. I also have very itchy ears, which is very bizarre. And so I'm like, something is not right with me. I go to my doctor, they order some, gut tests and a few other things, and nothing really came out. My white blood cell count was fine, like my cholesterol, my sugar levels are fine, like everything's normal. So I'm like, that's not right. Something else is going on. And so I happened to be listening on a podcast, and I think it was a Dr. Mark Hyman podcast, and he had Dr. Tom O'Brien on. And Dr. Tom is an inflammation expert, and he had mentioned this test by Vibrant Labs called the Total Toxic Burden Test. So I ordered it off of Dr. Tom O'Brien's website, took the test. It's just a urine test, and you send your urine in, and they test for several, like a, I don't know, it's like 50 different toxins, from mold to heavy metals to mycotoxins to all sorts of, cadmium and all sorts of other metals. And they test you, and then 2 weeks later you get your results back. Well, turns out I was off the charts for mold exposure and a few other things, but mostly mold. And it's black mold, which is not so great. Stachybotrys, black mold, and aspergillus and penicillin mold. So I'm like, oh my goodness, what is going on? So I immediately, put my things in or whatever. And I called my guardian angel and I said, please help me get the right people to my house to test my house to see what is going on. It must be mold from my house, because I've been working out of my home for 25 years. I spend a lot of time in my home. And so I was like, I called my guardian angel. I called my SOS angel. These are other angels that you can call and ask for help, like when you're desperate. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. So I called both of them. Within a day, I had a mold expert to my house who was unbelievable, even impressed my engineering husband how unbelievable this guy knew things about mold. He went through the entire home, tested several parts, took some swabs in our kids' bathroom where there was visible black mold above the shower, and went down to the basement where he thought there was other black mold, took some swabs, and also measured the air quality. And turns out our basement is completely, it's unfinished for most of it, and then the mudroom coming in through the garage is the only finished part of the basement. Turns out that our basement, at least the part that's in the back of the house that's unfinished, tested 18 times the normal limit for aspergillus, penicillium, mold. And it also tested pretty high, even in the mudroom area, because 20 years ago we had a flood in our house. And my husband did a great job removing about 12 inches of the blue board that was around the part of the mud room, and pulled it out and then reboarded and replastered. But he didn't probably go up quite high enough. And so there was still residual mold spores that took place there in the air. So I also, my SOS angels and my guardian angels came through for me as I reached out to some very close friends, Trish Marfione and Nidra Sarr, who are earth angels. They're in the nutrition industry. They have access to a number of medical professionals, and they put me in touch with a registered dietitian who specializes in toxic chemicals. And she helped develop the protocol for this exact test that I sent away for from Vibrant Labs called the Total Toxic Burden Test. Like, how does this happen? How does the person who helped develop the protocol for the test email me? I email her and she's taking me on as a client to help get me detoxed. This sort of thing does just not normally happen. Within 2 or 3 days of me reaching out and praying to my guardian angel, my SOS angels, and my divine support team, I am a avid believer that this was a gift of God and that I am going to heal and detox myself with the help of my registered dietitian, Greer McGinnis. And I am going to share this journey with my listeners, with all of those that follow me on social media and on my website, debbie-mccarthy.com. I'm going to share this story, and I am going to turn my health coaching business into a business that will niche down and help people who may have been exposed to toxic chemicals that are all around us. It's not just mold. I mean, you look at all the beauty products that we're putting on our faces, our moisturizers, our hair, our shampoos, the chemicals we're using even in our house, the plastics we're exposed to that our food is in when we buy it in the stores that we store our food in. I mean, there is so many things in our home that we can slowly begin to transition away from the toxic plastics and other items and into things like that are glass and do not have those kinds of exposures. So I am going to make this my new mission going forward as I detox our home because we are having it remediated in the next couple weeks, and as I detox my body and my mind because this is serious. And if it weren't for my angels who brought me the right people at the right time to come into my life and help me, I don't know what I would have done without them. I highly, highly recommend Sonia Shaquette's book called Ask Your Guides, calling in your divine support system for help with everything in life. In this book, she goes through all of the different types of angels. From guardian angels to our archangels, the nine archangels. You've heard me talk about my archangel meditation, her archangel meditation that I do every morning to protect myself. The nine archangels, I call them in and I protect our home. I protect myself, my children, and everywhere I am, I always feel like I've got this beautiful six-pointed star protection from my archangels. There are SOS angels. There are helper guides that you can call in for any help, even like with parking places that you're in a rush and you're going to a grocery store and you just need the closest spot so you can get in and out so you can get to where you need to go. You call your helper guides. That's what I do, and it works every single time. So as I close, I just want to thank my angels and my divine support team. And the Holy Mother, Father God, for bringing me the most divinely supported life that a girl can ever ask for. Thank you for tuning in today as we explore all things angels and spirit guides and how to connect and call in your divine support team to help you with everything in your life. We are all spiritual beings with a support system on the other side that oversees and assists us from the moment we're born to the day we leave our physical bodies. Sonia Shaquette's best-selling book, Ask Your Guides, contains a host of information and practices that will allow you to ask and receive these answers and gifts. Hope you are inspired to tap into this divine wisdom to enjoy all the love, abundance, and joy you are entitled to. Don't forget to follow and rate this podcast. And if you want to work with us, check out our website at debbie-mccarthy.com. On the homepage, you can schedule a complimentary 30-minute coaching session and subscribe to our monthly newsletter that provides inspiring messages, helpful health tips, and upcoming events. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out on our website or via email at coach@debbie-mccarthy.com. As always, consult your physician before beginning any diet, nutrition, or fitness plan. The information presented on this podcast is in no way intended to recommend the self-management of health problems or wellness as medical advice or as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. And make sure you are always welcoming wellness and wisdom into your life.